Listen in. You're listening to I Am Called Ian I Am, still Britain's premier Ian News service. I Am Called Ian Lewis.
And I Am Called Ian Ketterman. And this week comes from the International Ian Festival in Edinburgh.
Still the only festival dedicated to plays, comedy and music, performed by Ians. But first, Ian News.
National Radio 1 FM mourns the loss of studio manager Ian Pratt. He is leaving the Ian News to go to work in television in Wales as a presentation director. We will miss you, Ian. You Ian traitor!
Ian Festival! And star of this year's Edinburgh Ian Festival is Ian Carr, who's performing at the Acoustic Music Centre on August 24th and 25th, playing his guitar and hoping to revive the true spirit of traditional music.
And Ian Saville, the socialist magician, is returning to the Ian Festival in his show, Left Luggage. For Ian-related magic and laughs, he should be the Ian to see.
Those are the only Ian shows on at the Ian Festival at the moment. But if you are called Ian, are going to do a show later, then do let us know and we'll come to review it.
Ian competition on. Last week's Ian competition was to name all the words you could make out of the letters I, A and N. It resulted in a flood of over one letter.
Two letters,
yes. We were inundated. We looked up the answer in the dictionary. The answer was seven words, which are a, I, an, in, ain, annie, and Ian. Which, ironically, one of you forgot.
The winner was Ian McGuinness of Fareham, who got six of those words, but forgot in, the Ian idiot. But that was better than Ian Roy Harrison of Dumfries, who got four acceptable words and didn't even get Ian, the twat.
And winner Ian McGuinness, wants to start his own Ian information service. So if you are an Ian and would like to correspond with the other Ians, not IAIN Ians, though, as Ian quite rightly points out.
You shut up about that, then. You can write to him, care, or with any other Ian news, care of Lee and Harry Inger.
At The Pleasance, 60 The Pleasance, Edinburgh, Ian H8, 9TJ.
Thanks for listening and good evening.
Herring and Lee on 1FM, little better than dogs.
This is I Wish I Was Adopted by the Happy Flowers.
I wish I was adopted! I wish you were my real mom and dad!
Delightful melody that was, and what a waste of 2:16 of everyone's time.
The words weave a mystery.
No, they don't. And Pete's back. Hi, Pete.
Hello.
Are you
all
right? You got your show go well?
Yeah.
You like the lights, don't you, and the flashing?
Yeah.
And you're on. Very good. Go and see him. He's very good.
We listen to the news.
Do you hear the news? The old Bruno Brooks Whispering Bob Harris. It's been settled, but what did old Whispering Bob have to do
to get those records. That's what I want to know. I think we all know. There's no need to say it, is there? Right, and
no,
so...
What is it? What did he have to do?
He probably just had to promise he'd pay back later.
The money, yeah, that's probably what it is.
And
yeah.
Anyway, Whispering Bob, I prefer Whispering Bob to Bruno Books by about 10,000.
Who in the studio, out of me, you and Pete, thinks Whispering Bob Harris is better than Bruno Brooks?
Yes, me.
You, Pete.
Who's that?
Okay, well, he is.
Radio 1 DJ there. Picking Jam Bainham. Master Peter Bainham. Well, Edinburgh is great. My favourite thing I've seen in Edinburgh so far has been, like the buskers.
Yeah.
Usually they've got a little cardboard plaque saying, homeless or two children to support, stuff like that. The best one I saw, I walked past a young guy. His placard said, "I am Spanish. Thank you for your help."
Terrible.
Which,
terrible
I did. I walked past him and I gave him, £2. And, it makes you think... it makes you realise how lucky you are in your life
to not be
Spanish.
I know. Actually, I've got to go now.
Do you have to go, Stu?
I think so, yeah. And also, we had this idea that if you ran down here, you could come see me free. Well, no one has taken up that offer.
What a big shame.
But I know I've sold 22 tickets tonight at least, so hopefully someone can... I've got to go now anyway.
Okay, well, it's nice to...
I'll see you later for...
Yeah, good. You get still paid, like, full money.
Yeah, I know. Don't tell anyone about that, though.
But that's not fair, because I'm doing the whole show and I'm getting paid the same as you.
I know, yeah. I wrote some of the stuff for the end, though.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
Okay.
I'm going
to go now.
See you, Stu.
Bye then.
Bye.
See ya.
You get
all my stuff and everything.
Yeah. This is St. Etienne Tiger Bay, and we don't need to introduce that. We've got Kevin Eldon with the listings here.
Hi.
Hiya. What have you got for us this week?
Well, I've got a couple of interesting ones here. Are you an impotent Scottish man? Do you like competitive sports? Then why not pop along to the All Scotland Impotent Men Track and Field Competition in Musselburgh this weekend? It's open to all men who suffer impotence on a regular basis. There will be random impotence testing, so don't attend if you're not impotent. Or if you are impotent, but find the idea of a track and field event for impotent men erotic. Non-impotent competitors will have their faces tattooed with the legend, "I tried to pretend to be impotent, but was caught out." So that's worth bearing in mind. And wife planing. Plane your wife at the National Craft Centre in Musselburgh, where there's a selection of antique and modern planing machines. Wives are not provided, but there is a whole food vegetarian restaurant on the premises. That's good.
Yeah.
And hairy hair hairs hairy hair hairs. Hirsute German hair sculptor Hair Hair is making sculptures of the animal hair out of human hair. Hairy hair hairs hairy hair hairs are on display at the St. Bride Centre until September. And look out for Hair Hair's hairdressing hair, which is made entirely from the hair of TV's 2.4 children's star, Gary Olsen.
Got more hair in your listings then, Kev, this week?
Well, no, there's no more Gary or less than
oh, well, we're not going through all this again. There's lots of hair.
I'm sorry,
it's
but
pathetic.
You... No, you seem to be the one that's making an issue out of the hair. You know, it seems to me that you have the obsession and... that's it. I'm going to go and see Stuart's show if nobody else is going to bother. Pass me a catalogue.
What, your hair catalogue?
No, just pass me the catalogue.
Go on, let's go.
Yes.
Kevin will be back next week with a lot more hair, I should wonder.
Well, I've been to see 43 shows, and the show that I liked the best was one that had Kevin Eldon in it. It's called The Comedy Zone, and that's at the Cabaret Bar for the Pleasures at 10:45.
Yeah, I would have to say, partner, Stuart Lee, excellent show. When's it on? Stuart?
I have enjoyed the Comedy Zone with Kevin Eldon. It's very good.
Peter Bainham Says 4 is good as well.
Right, and we should have Stu on the phone, have we? No, we haven't. I'm completely wrong. It's time to talk to Peter, of course.
Hello.
And when Stu goes, the whole show collapses into a complete mess. Without him, I'm nothing. With him, I'm nothing. Hi, Pete. What have you got for us in Edinburgh this week?
Well, I've got some exciting ideas for having a sort of Scottish theme thing, which I've thought when I was walking round. For example, number one, there's a man in a Czech miniskirt standing by the Waverley station playing bagpipes every day. So why not try having a free budget Edinburgh tattoo by standing next to the man, holding a sparkler and sort of waving a torch in your own face until he pushes you away? Number two, there's a big light-up street map of Edinburgh just at the bottom of the Royal Mile. So why not stand looking at the centre bit of the map where there's a lot of straight roads crisscrossing? It's easy tartan.
isn't it? Good.
That's good. You can buy special souvenir Scottish cigarettes, apparently, in AK News on South Bridge Street. Yeah. I bought some. They're really nice, and according to the man in the shop, even though they look and taste identical to the silk cuts you get everywhere else, they are special Scottish ones full of Scottish air, which also makes them good for your lungs and well worth the price of £16 a packet. Next, I'm doing a special walking tour of all my favourite bits of Edinburgh every day at about 5 o'clock when I get up. The tour takes in all the main burger places, winding up in the famous Prince's Street Wimpy, where they still have Knickerbocker Glories and a lady who sort of comes in every day at 5:30 and pours the entire contents of one of those big sugar cellars on the floor. The tour, which meets outside Burger immediately in Marchmont Road, is very popular. Yesterday I was joined by a man with a big bottle of Benelin, and another one had bought, like, this pair of handcuffs in a military magazine and kept showing them to me. I mean, unfortunately, he stayed on my tour until I got home, about 5 hours after it had finished. But I did manage to lose him in Spottiswood Road just after he tried to put the handcuffs on me and touch my face. And finally, I've brought in the most famous traditional Scottish delicacy here for everyone to try. Mm. Have you seen this before?
No.
It's like loads of animal guts that, like, go in a big edible sort of bag thing like that and served hot. Mm. This one's a large doner. But they do have all sizes at QR Kebab at the bottom of Grassmarket.
I'm vegetarian, Pete. How many times do I have to tell you? And I think now we've got Stuart on the phone. Are you there, Stuart?
Yeah, I'm in a cab now.
Are you? You got anyone with you?
No, I'm looking out. I can't see anyone that looks like they want to go. I've seen, like, some old ladies and a tramp. And I've got, like, 2 tickets to give away still.
So sad, Stu, that no one will come see your show. I'm so disappointed. Yeah. I had loads into mine today.
Yeah, about 70, didn't you?
Yeah, I had loads.
I've sold 20, and that means I've lost about 200 quid on that show. And I've only got, like, 15p left, and the only way I could get to, like, the work this morning was that I found 4p by the phone, and then 5p in the road outside, and I needed 55p for the bus, and I had 45. And, like, then I was able to...
Stu?
...tucked it all in, yeah?
Chart.
All right, sorry.
All right, back to you in a minute, mate.
All right, bye.
Brian Keenan and John McCarthy.
Diaries of Despair.
Today the guards showed us pictures of their kids. One moment they attempt to engage us as other humans with human emotions and human needs. The next they deny us our most basic human rights and beat us like dogs. To call these men animals gives them a dignity they don't deserve.
I think Brian is very hard on the guards. In many ways, their predicament is much worse than ours. It can't be much fun guarding a grumpy man like Brian. I remember when I was a prefect at boarding school, the responsibility was almost too much to bear.
And it's good to have a go at those hostages, isn't it, after all they've been through. Good old satire there. They won't be doing that again, going into that hostage situation. We got them. Anyway, this is Shrunken Head by Jack Logan. I remember it when he won the Eurovision Song Contest. It was really good. I liked it a lot. Twice, I think. Listen to the words. They weave a message. We'll be back to Stu any second after this. Starting now.
She got the love by her father. He said she wants to be slaughtered. She said that he never wanted her. And her mother sends her money away. Round she goes with a living day, black lipstick and a cigarette. I have those eyes that deeply stare in the star of cold from a shrunken head. She got a flat in a hurry with some manic who's past 30. She told her mom not to worry. After all, they were only friends. Round she goes with a living day, black lipstick and a cigarette. And a half those eyes are deeply set in a star cold from a shrunken head. She told her mom not to worry. 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 Round she goes with a living day, black lipstick and a cigarette.
Hi, Stu there. Who's there, Stu?
I'm just walking up to the theatre. Do you want two tickets for a show free now? It's me at now in the attic here.
Okay, let's go.
All right.
Hey, he's found some people.
I've got rid of him. Yeah,
are they attractive ladies?
Yeah, I'm really good. Look, you tell him how funny I am, but don't believe me.
They're very. He's very funny. Brilliant. You're on Radio 1 FM right now as we speak. You know that.
All right, I've done it. That's
well
brilliant.
Done. Well, good luck in your show, mate.
Cheers, mate. I can stand him in now.
Yeah, everyone, go and see it if you've got time to make up for letting him down so badly, all his fans.
Thanks a lot, everyone.
I'm sure if it had been my tickets, they would have gone like hotcakes, but
yeah,
there we go.
I know, yeah, you can't get it all right, you know, every time, can you? All right, have a good show, anyway.
All right, and you, mate.
It was nice, that song, wasn't it, then?
It was very nice. I wouldn't have chosen it myself.
I know, but, you know, it works out right.
There you go. OK, right. See you, mate.
See you, then. Bye. Get lost. Sold out.
Have you? Yeah. He's sold out.
Sold out, yeah.
Sold out a long time ago.
See you, then.
Bye.
Bye.
I am Simon Quinlank, here with yet another hobby you can engage in. I am the king of hobbies. I know more hobbies than anyone, even Patrick Twarkner, who only knows 312, the hobby idiot. What you will need for this hobby?
Some paper and sellotape.
The use of a photocopying machine or photocopier.
A flask of weak lemon drink.
And a face.
If you like photocopying things and hiding in a variety of gardens under the cloak of night, then this is the hobby for you. I call it photocopying your face onto a piece of paper, then sticking that paper with sellotape face inward on the window of the home of a right-wing celebrity. Here's what you do. Go to a photocopier. Press your face against the photocopier glass and close the lid as far as you can, taking care, however, not to crush your head to a pulp. Press the photocopy start button. There. Hey, presto. And now a photocopy image of your face should appear. You will notice that your nose and cheek will appear as if pressed against glass, because they were. Next, choose a celebrity who has openly professed his or her right-wing views. There are loads to choose from.
Johnny Morris.
Gary Newman.
Gary Bushell.
Ted, 3-2-1, Rogers.
Lord Woodrow Wyatt.
Tonight, I have chosen Norris McWhirter, star of Record Breakers and keen anti-freedom campaigner. You hide in the right-wing celebrity's garden until he or she goes out for the evening. You might like to drink your weak lemon drink at this point, or you could save it until later. Good. Norris is going away. Now, sneak up to the right-wing celebrity lounge window and stick the photocopy of your face onto the window there with your face facing inwards. Then you must wait for the celebrity to return. If you haven't already drunk your weak lemon drink, drink it now! Quickly, there'll be no time later on. Norris is back. Wait until he gets in.
What on earth? It's just a photocopy.
If you can't really see what's going on, you might like to press your face against the window to get a better view. Look at his face.
Hey! You, get out of here, go on!
Now run away quickly, remembering to take your empty flask, as it may be used in evidence against you. Don't worry about the photocopy of your face, because photocopies can't be used in court, probably. When you get home, tick the right-wing celebrity off your list of right-wing celebrities and draw a picture of how the celebrity's face looked when he saw your photocopied face. When you have done all the right-wing celebrities, do it all again, but look concerned this time. Bye!
And thanks there to Simon for another hobby. That's very good. And by the way, now Stu's gone completely off the phone, I can tell you honestly, his show's really terrible and pretentious. And both my shows are really, really good fun. They're both selling out, so get your tickets in early. And Frank Skinner's on Wednesday on my This Morning show, so come and see that. I think we've got a couple of phone calls, and we've got Stuart from Glasgow there.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, what's Rich. Your true life? Hi, mate, how are you doing?
Not too bad.
Good.
Still taking the rough with the smooth.
Good, that's a good thing to do. Give us your lie, quickly.
Yeah, it's, I used to live in Edinburgh, but when I moved through to Glasgow, the average IQ of both cities went down.
That's a lie.
No, it's true.
You've won a badge! I can't believe it. There'll be a badge on your way. Give the lady your address.
Right, cheers.
At the end. All right, Paul from Bristol, are you there?
Oh, yes.
Hi, Paul. Great town, Bristol. I love it. I'm from Cheddar, you know. And,
What's your true lie?
My true lie is thistles have been cultivated in northern Scotland since the Dark Ages, as they're rumoured to give you magical powers.
I think that must be true, because it sounded like you read it out.
No, it's false.
Oh, there's two badges gone. There's two badges I have to make later on this evening. I'll send you that as soon as I can. Cheers, mate. Thanks
Cheers.
A lot.
Bye.
Good thing about coming up to Edinburgh as well is that you get very drunk a lot, which gives you an opportunity to embarrass yourself in front of people you really want to impress. I spend a lot of my time drunk. I don't see many of the comedians the rest of the year, so they all think I'm a complete idiot because I'm drunk all the time. For example, Graham Fellows, who does the wonderful John Shuttleworth character, I really admire him greatly. And, of course, as a drunken fool, I go up and tell him that. And I mentioned that we were going to play one of his old records when he used to be Jilted John, and he doesn't like you talking about that. So I was really embarrassed, and now I've embarrassed myself further because I've just mentioned it on national radio, so he's going to be really even more pissed off of me. So that's that. So listen to this. It's a great song. It's Jilted John, and this is Baz's Party.
I feel really great right now. The cider flows, the music's loud. I know that this is going to be a really, really groovy party. She's the sexiest. We're hoping I stay pressed, stay pressed. It's only 8 o'clock and so the girls are dancing on their own. We sit Scott, Chris, and I, the mom, and we all think we're dead grown up. I'm drinking as fast as I can. Telegram Sam, and now the boys are dancing too. A silly dance that skinheads do.
Come and worship at the Church of Lee and Herring.
The air gets hot as we dance near. Now inhibitions disappear. Oh, we are young and full of fun. The game of postman's not begun. Eventually we pair off, and I go with Belinda Clark. I say these aren't very comfy chairs, so why don't we go and sit upstairs? She says, oh no, we're staying here. I mustn't leave my friend Maria. She's sitting over there alone, and I can't leave her. His party.
Lee and Herring, lost on the way to the toilets on 1FM.
Okay.
And Herring on 1FM.
The delicious break from potatoes, now in six fabulous flavours.
And there, Jilted John, John Shuttleworth, one of the five godfathers of alternative comedy there. And I'll tell you, Pete, I've had enough, because I don't see why I should be doing this show when Stu is gone and I'm not getting paid anymore. So I'm going to just leave. Do you want to come with me, Nick?
Well, I'll come along. Yeah, I'm showing on to half one, so I've got a couple of hours.
Well, it's 3 minutes to fill, Pete. Enjoy yourself. We'll be round the pub in town, OK? Meet us after the show.
Down at Banners.
Don't give him the name.
We'll go somewhere else instead. All right,
Pete. See you, mate.
Good luck.
Just make some jokes or something. It'll be fine. Cheers.
Okay, bye. Now they're gone, I'd like to say I've seen Richard and Stuart's shows and they're not very good at all, really. Mine is. It's on at 8:15 in the Pleasance and it's brilliant, really, yeah. I suppose I'll have to play a record or something. I've got a single here that I found on a wall in Balham. I mean, I've never heard it because I haven't got a record player or anything, and because Richard and Stuart won't let me play it on theirs. But it's got a nice cover on it. but I've never heard it. I'll go and get the lady to play it. One sec. Can you stay there? Sorry, bye. Don't go away. Right. Okay, this is a record by Coast to Coast, and it's called Do the Huckle Buck. I didn't think it'd be like this. Got to do the credits, apparently. The show had Stuart Lee, Richard Herring, Peter Bainham, who's best in Peter Bainham Serves 4, 8:15 in the Pleasance, Kevin Eldon, Sue Perkins, and Melanie Gutroit. And it was produced by Sarah Smith, the lady. Some man called Mark Radcliffe.
Yes, from the next room.
This download is brought to you by www.thistofbun.net.